بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هذا فضل الكرم وفلاح تبارك وتعالى. We start with the كتاب رياض الصالحين again, and the most important thing, our intention must be correct solely for the pleasure of Allah تبارك وتعالى, that we learn deen by this. So we should make our intention that we are learning deen. It is narrated that when a person comes to the masjid to learn deen, that I will listen to a dars, a bayan, etc., he gets the thawab of one accepted hajj already. So that is a great, great thing, just to be learning deen. Second, of course, is to practice upon it. So we make that niyat also. On the niyat we will get thawab already. That what we are going to hear, we are learning, we are hearing it, we are learning it, and we are going to practice upon it. The third is to propagate it, that we will go home or with our friends, etc. We will refresh the lesson again in our mind, and we'll get the niyat of tabligh, of conveying deen to other people also. And then also we should make an effort that other people do the same, that they also learn deen, they also practice upon deen, and they make others do the same as well. If we do just that niyat already, what great, great rewards we will get from Allah Ta'ala already. Then when we carry on, then further, what great niyat. And in all this, we should do it solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Not for anyone, to show anyone, not for our own pleasure also, but just for the pleasure of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala be pleased with us. The introduction, the foreword of the author is also very important. We will try and go through it briefly, and it will give us an idea that why this kitab was written and why we should be listening to it and what benefits we will get. If we follow those guidelines, then throughout the kitab we will benefit tremendously. And without those guidelines, we will still benefit, but to a very minimal level. But if we just keep this in mind, then inshallah we will benefit very greatly. So as it is, with all the, it has come in the hadith also, that everything should be started with Bismillah. And so he starts with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And by starting in the name of Allah, who is Rahman, who is most merciful, who is most kind, already the blessings of Allah, we draw them already. And Allah Ta'ala's mercies are now directed towards us. And there are great, great benefits of reading Bismillah. May Allah give us tawfiq that whatever we do, we perhaps forget also when we eat also, at least at that time, when we entering our house, leaving, anything we do should be done with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah give us tawfiq. There are great, great rewards and great protection for us in reading Bismillah in all our matters. Alhamdulillahil Wahidil Qahhar. All praise belongs to Allah, the One, and who is the Almighty. That we understand and realize that all praise, whatever type of praise there can be, it belongs solely to Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is directly or whether it is indirectly through a person, but it must be in our heart that praise is only for Allah Ta'ala. Whether somebody praises us or they praise somebody else, but actually it is only the praise of Allah. We should never be fooled when somebody praises us that this praise is for me. That is where a person starts going wrong. He must realize that these people are praising me, but praise is only for Allah Ta'ala. From Allah Ta'ala it is, and it is only for Allah Ta'ala. Al-Qahhar, who is the Almighty. Allah is that being that all power belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. Al-Ghaffar, who is the all-forgiving. And how Allah forgives, we cannot even imagine. Nobody, in fact, all the people of the world together cannot forgive how Allah Ta'ala forgives. In fact, as explained by our Honorable Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, that the whole world, even non-Muslims, know that what was the great forgiveness of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he conquered Makkah Sharif. After the people had troubled him so much throughout his stay in Makkah Sharif, so much so that they wanted to assassinate him, they caused so much harm to his family. But when he conquered the city, and which is the normal habit of all conquerors, that they take their revenge and they bring a lot of havoc and destruction to the place that they have conquered. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam just gave amnesty to everyone. Whoever, no matter how they had hurt him, how they had blocked his mission, but he just granted amnesty to each and every one. So much so that there wasn't a single drop of blood that was shed on that occasion. So, and that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was like this, then what is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala? Even all that was granted by Allah Ta'ala. So a beautiful way of making dua also is, when we speak to Allah Ta'ala, we say, Mawlai Rahmatil Lil Alameen. Rahmatul Lil Alameen, what great rahmat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then the Mawla of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what great mercy, forgiveness, kindness hasn't he got? So we should implore of Allah Ta'ala, who is that great being. Al-Aziz, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is the all-powerful. Allah alone overpowers each and everything, whatever all can put together, it's nothing in front of Allah Ta'ala. And in these great praises of Allah, we should recognize Allah Ta'ala and know who Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is. That, and everyone together, whatever resources we can have, we put it together, we cannot overpower Allah Ta'ala in any way whatsoever. Allah Ta'ala is the all-powerful. Mukawwirul layli ala nahar. Allah is that person who shrouds the night over the day. And so that also we see on a daily basis happening, that the day is so busy and all the activities of the day, but how the night comes, and this is, we all know, only from Allah Ta'ala. And what a system that is working, since Allah Ta'ala put it into motion, one way perfectly it is working. And it overpowers the day, all the noise of the day, the busyness of the day, everything, the brightness of the sun. The night comes and it overpowers all that, overshadows it, and the night becomes now, it overtakes. And in the morning again, Allah made it that the day overtakes the night again. That coolness, calmness, that restfulness of the night is gone. People are very busy now in the day. The sun is shining, the darkness is gone. These are all the great qualities and powers of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So as we will read on, we will see what the great powers of Allah are, and we must recognize Allah Ta'ala, and then what He has taught us through His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in this kitab, if we will follow that, we will get Allah Ta'ala, that great, great being which is beyond our reach. But Allah will, we will get Allah. Allah will become ours. And once we have Allah, we have got everything. We don't have to fear anything. May Allah make it possible for all of us.